GKOAT.
What's that?
Greatest kicker of all time.
Oh. Hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on the Ticket. Wondering if we could talk to you for a second.
No problem, dudes. What's going on?
Not much.
Just congratulations on a win yesterday and a couple of field goals.
Yeah, what do you expect, you know? Probably pretty weird for you guys talking to the leg so early in the morning.
The leg? Is that
yeah,
your nickname?
Not everyone gets to talk to me. That's kind of my nickname, the leg.
Huh.
So we're on the air right now?
Yeah, we're on the air
right
now.
We're going.
Cool, no problem. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. It's your hero, Mike Vanderjagt, telling you to hang in there. I want to cut that up into a promo he can.
Oh, we can use that as a promo?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try to do that. Thank you very much.
It's coming from the greatest kicker in NFL history. So.
Yeah, you've told us that before.
Well, that was a pretty good game for you yesterday, a 27-10 win over the Cardinals. Got you over 500.
Yeah, you know, over 500 is always good. I was hoping the Cowboys' record would be a little bit better than that at this point. It's kind of a shame they aren't doing their part to make my career be all it can be, but, you know, we're getting better, and I think we've silenced some of the critics who said Parcells was crazy for building around a kicker, but...
I've never heard those critics.
Who ever said that?
But, you know, I mean... sitting here this morning feeling good and in my 12,000 square foot mansion looking out the door at my Porsche. No, I'm sorry, that's my Bentley.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get those.
And, you know, just thinking, you know, that we did pretty good. Just watching some tape of myself.
Oh, yeah? A little game film?
No, just some video of me working around the house without a shirt. It's pretty hot.
This is Cowboy kicker Mike Vanderjagt with us here on the Ticket.
I think that's a little limiting, but okay.
Should I call you the leg?
Greatest kicker of all time.
Greatest kicker of all time, Mike Vanderjagt with us on the
Ticket. You know, just a cowboy kicker.
Yeah. My apologies.
No problem, dude.
Are you looking forward to playing your old team, the Colts, this week?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be pretty funny to go back to the Colts after they wronged me, but, you know, being against them on the other side, it's going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people think of that that field goal last year against, well, as a field goal attempt because it was so wide right. Against the Steelers in the championship game.
Well, I mean, that's how they wronged me, you know. It's like I'm being held responsible for some dude's bad hold on the football, you know.
Wasn't really a bad hold.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's if you look at the tape, you'll clearly see I hit it well. I mean, it's just another example of a team letting me down.
I don't think you hit that very
well. But, you know, I mean, heck, I'm just glad I can concentrate on just kicking, you know, because little Tony's actually done pretty well for us, which is good for me. It's pretty clear that if Romo didn't work out, I would have had to cover quarterback.
Oh,
you would have played quarterback.
Yeah, and, you know, I can do it, and it's not like, you know, it's a big deal. I mean, I just prefer not to. I prefer, you know, focusing on the kicking. But, I can play pretty much any position on the field except kickoffs. You know, I'm not that good at those.
So you'd be better off at nose tackle than kickoffs, man.
Sure. Put me anywhere. You know, I mean, I've really redefined, you know, what it is to be a kicker, you know.
Yeah.
It's just never happened before that a kicker could play every position on the field.
Yeah. we've really only seen you at kicker, though, so we don't know that you can play those other positions.
Oh, when you look at my ability, I mean, it's pretty mind-boggling when you think about it. One look at my accomplishments makes you realize that, yeah, you know, anything is possible. That gives kids hope.
Oh, you think you give kids hope, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to see what they can become, you know, that anything is possible with Mike Vanderjagt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I pretty much single-handedly won the game yesterday. I
mean, well, you made two field goals, and one of those was a little iffy, by the way.
Hey, bottom line, six of those points were mine. What do you mean one of them iffy?
Well, it hit the upright.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You guys like my bank shot yesterday? That was pretty freaking killer, I thought.
Oh, you did that on purpose?
Oh, God, I called that shot. Please.
Oh,
please.
That's really
interesting.
Ridiculous.
You know, I even said to Homo right before they snapped it. I said, hey, dude, check it, you know?
Off the left upright.
Yeah, off the left upright. I unsleeved the golden leg, boom, through and three. You know?
Through and three. Is that your motto, through and three?
Through and three, yeah, that's my motto, you know? I mean, I get bored splitting the uprights, wouldn't you guys?
Yeah.
Laser precision every single time.
I guess it would get old after a while.
Next week I may try my double bank. Hit one upright, nail it into the other one, and through for three.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
That's nothing for someone of my skill level. I'm just practicing 100-yarders right before you guys call.
Think Parcells ever let you try one of those?
Sure, why not? You know?
100-yarder.
I mean, he basically knows I call the shots around here. Hey, can I promo something real quick?
Sure.
My leg is coming out with an album in January. Collection of dance numbers and love ballads. GKOAT out.
Oh, okay. See you later. There he goes. Greatest kicker of all time. Mike Vanderjagt with us. And feeling very cocky.
He does not lack confidence, does he?
No.